your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's 1 o'clock, the latest now with Joanna Earle.
There's to be a special session in Parliament tomorrow so MPs can pay tribute to Charles Kennedy. The former Liberal Democrat leader died at his home in Scotland yesterday. He was just 55 years old. David Cameron's paid this tribute.
He was someone of immense ability, and it's not that often in politics someone comes along with brains, talent, wit and bags of humanity. And Charles had all of those things. He achieved so much so young, and he's been taken from us far too soon.
Meantime, Lib Dem campaigner Peter Carroll stood for election in Folkestone and Hythe and Maidstone and the Weald. He's been speaking to KMFM.
He came down and supported my campaign. There was a great rally in the High Street at Hythe. I don't think Hythe had ever seen anything quite like it. I met him many times during the Gurkha Justice campaign, and I saw him latterly when I've been working up in Westminster, and I was always struck by just what a thoroughly decent man he was.
This is KMFM News.
A 23-year-old man still being held on suspicion of murder after a man's body was found in Gravesend. Three people were arrested in Windmill Street following the discovery at a property in Clarence Row on Sunday night. Another 23-year-old man has been bailed, whilst a woman who's 29 has been released without charge. Measures to clamp down on the use of agency staff to plug gaps in NHS rotas are being set out by the government. The Health Secretary is planning limits on the hourly rates that can be paid to temporary doctors and nurses in England. Jeremy Hunt's accused firms of ripping off the health service.
When you pay £3,500 for a doctor's shift, that money doesn't actually all go to the doctor. Most of it goes to the agency. Sometimes they're putting 100% markup on people's salaries.
KMFM News.
Four teenagers and a 27-year-old man have been arrested over an alleged kidnapping of a child at a Kent train station. British Transport police officers were called to Dover Priory last Friday following reports of an attempt to take a child. Four of the group have since been released, whilst another's been bailed until later this month. A Gillingham man's been jailed after robbing a Faversham chemist at knife point. Kieran has the details for KMFM.
Well, James Foley placed the weapon on the counter at Carlisle's chemist on Cross Lane last November before grabbing £100 from the till. A court heard he left staff there terrified, including a woman who was 8 months pregnant. The 29-year-old from Charing Road in Twiddle has been locked up for 4.5 years and put on licence for another two. He'll have to serve at least 2/3 of the sentence before being considered for release.
Ferry services from Dover are being disrupted this afternoon as a weather warning for strong winds remain in place. Gusts of up to 50 miles per hour are set to batter Kent for the rest of the day, with plenty of rain at around 2, but forecasters say temperatures could soar up to 30 Celsius by the weekend. And a life-size model of a T-Rex, which is the first of its kind in the world, has been driven through Tunbridge Wells before featuring in a major TV documentary. The programme will see specialists examine the creature's internal organs and discuss how it might have lived. The 13-metre-long beast was created by Southborough-based sculptor Andy Billett.
It's taken about 2 months to construct. It really is trying to get it as accurate as possible, yeah, with this new look, new ideas about how T-Rex would have looked.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs. Visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Cricket, and it's been a terrible start for England as they aimed for at least a draw on the final day of the second test against New Zealand at Headingley. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Rona.
While Adam Live, Gary Balance, Ian Bell and Joe Root have all fallen since play resumed at 11. The hosts are 1-0 up in the two-game series. A short while ago, England were 101 for 4. Tennis, and the quarterfinals are getting started at the French Open. The all-Swiss tie between Roger Federer and Stan Wawrinka is the highlight. Meanwhile, Andy Murray says he's very proud to reach his 17th consecutive Grand Slam tennis quarterfinal. He'll face David Ferrer tomorrow. And in football, the Gillingham chairman's told KMFM he's not going to rush into making any signings this summer. The club have only welcomed one new player since the end of the season, with defender Ryan Jackson joining from Newport. Paul Scally says the manager is well aware of who he wants to come to Priestfield.
Justin's working very hard. Obviously, he's done a coaching course as well in this summer, this break. But he's given me a whole list of players that he's looking at and interested in, and I've been meeting agents and talking to players, and we've met a number of players now.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.